also being a public servant, and the movies that they've done, and they repeat the lines. You know, if you go to Arabic countries, they say, I'll be back in their way, and, you know, in Austria, they say their way, and over here in Australia, their way. So I mean, people appreciate this work, so that's how he slowly built the brand. But they never really thought about, oh, I'm going to go now and build my brand, or I'm going to leave a certain legacy. So I was always too busy just to do the work than to worry about that, all of that. But I mean, you know, it's the key thing for me always was that if people look at me, I think there's one word that should come to my mind, to their mind, and this is joy. I always had great joy what I'm doing. Like speaking here today to you, to me this is not a job. To me, I am having a great time standing in front of you and to talk to you. I love it.
Actually, just on that, someone said to me earlier, can you ask Arnie, what does he do to relax? Is it true that you have an army tank and that's your idea of relaxation?
Yes, that's right. The tank that I used in the Austrian army, I eventually brought it to America. It's an M47, a patent tank that America gave to various different countries all over Europe.
Is that similar or not?
No, that's not the M47. That's a German tank. That's from the 50s. But that was a good try. But I have a great time. The tank was restored, and there has new tracks, and there's a new engine. Runs 35 miles an hour, and I take it out on the weekends, and we have a ranch. It's called the Melody Ranch, where they used to do Western movies in the valley near Hollywood. And I always take the kids, inner city kids, that stay in after school programs every day, 5 days a week. As a reward, I take them sometimes skiing to Mammoth. I take 50 of them at a time and teach them and get them the ski lessons and all that. Or I take them over to drive tanks all day long, to drive around with the tanks. And so, as a reward, that we all have a great time doing that. But I just want to say that in the end, when people say, what do you do for relaxation? You work hard and do all those things. I really, because I love the work that I do, I relax when I work. I don't have to go and say, oh my God, you know, I'm so wiped out now, I got to relax. I love the work that I do. When I am on a movie set, you know, and I get asked to come to the set and to act out a scene, I'm having the greatest time. Or you get in the car and you do a chase scene. I mean, how much more fun can you have? Or to go and you get the big guns and say, okay, kill and mow down a few people. You kill a few people. I mean, you can be a child and you can play out your fantasies. Look at this equipment. I mean, it's a lot of fun. So I have a good time when I do it. I had a great time when I was governor and had all those great meetings and, going on a campaign trip and sometimes had to do fundraising. It gets a little bit more tedious, of course. But, I mean, it's all fun. I cannot complain. So I don't need to relax or anything like this. I relax right now. I'm relaxing standing here and schmoozing with you here. I'm relaxed completely. I'm not tensed or anything like that. I don't need to go afterwards and leave here and say, oh, now I have to collapse and I can lie down or something like that.
Let's take one more question out of here.
Good evening, Mr. Schwarzenegger. I've waited my whole life to say that. I'm representing thearnoldfans.com, a group that you know a bit about. And but first of all, I'd like to say how much of an inspiration you've been in my life and helping me achieve my goals, and I'm sure a lot of people in here as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. You son of a bitch.
Get to the chopper.
Very nice. Now, I understand that there are a couple of scripts being written and they're trying to race to have them finished. One of them is the new Conan movie and the other is Terminator 5. And the question I would like to ask is, out of those two characters, the Terminator and Conan, what are the two, or what is the one that you hold dear most to your heart?
I don't think there's one character. Even with all the other movies, like for instance, I'm getting the script in 2 weeks from now about the sequel to Twins, which will be called Triplets. So to me, that character was a really fantastic character. So you can't say, well, the Terminator character is more, I like more than this character, or the Conan character I like less than the Terminator character, something like that. These are all, great characters. And like I said, I was very fortunate to be able to play those kind of characters that have an international appeal. To me, that's the most important thing. And I'm very happy that the studios want me to be in Terminator 5 and to star as the Terminator, which we start shooting in January.
Woo!
And they want me to be King Conan, do that, play that role, and also to do another Twins movie. So, I feel very proud of that. I feel very happy about that. And I'm looking forward to doing those films.
Thank you so much.
That was one of the first ones when you went from being an action hero to getting into comedy. Is it true that you didn't take any money up front to go on that
movie? Well, I always felt that I had a very intense side about myself.
I was recording it on my phone.
Playing out the action hero, but it also had a funny side to me, and I always wanted to act out the funny side. But people felt like, okay, Arnold is so successful with the action genre, why would we give him another movie? Why not just give him action movie after action movie after action movie? But I wanted to do a comedy. So I went to the studio executive, the Tom Pollock at Universal, and I said, look, there is a great idea that Ivan Reitman, the guy that did Ghostbusters, has developed for me. It's a comedy, it's called Twins. And I would do the movie, you don't have to pay me. I take the risk. Just give me ownership of the, part ownership of the movie. And so Ivan Reitman and Danny DeVito and I took 40% of the movie and didn't take any salary.